Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The weekend kicks off partly cloudy over the eastern parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo, otherwise fine and cool to cold across our areas. Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg up to 22, Joburg and Polokwane 21, and Emalahleni a high of 19 degrees. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to start your weekend. Go to jacarandafm.com, click on the weather tab.
Please note in Emalahleni there is very heavy mist in the region. Please proceed with care. Unfortunately, we've had a couple of accidents due to heavy mist.
It was a night of 11th hour discussions in the ANC's pursuit to form a government of national unity ahead of this morning's first sitting of the new parliament. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula told the media last night that their negotiations team held talks with all parties willing to be in the GNU, and that includes the MK party. Mbalula says those exploratory talks will continue. And Tesla shareholders voted in favor of a huge compensation package for CEO Elon Musk, endorsing the potential windfall after a Delaware court invalidated it. Based on preliminary vote results, investors backed a plan of up to $56 billion for the mercurial Musk. Looking at the business news for the rest of us. The rand remains stable against the US dollar, while investors wait for an announcement that a formal agreement has been reached to form a government of national unity. It's been a race against time, and more discussions took place last night before today's first sitting and an indication of new government policies. Trade union SAFTU says it rejects the announcement by Mercedes-Benz that it intends to cut 700 jobs out of the roughly 3,000 jobs at the auto giant's East London manufacturing plant. Mercedes-Benz South Africa said yesterday this follows deteriorating macroeconomic conditions, prolonged port issues, fluctuating exchange rates, rising costs of fuel, energy and logistics. SAFTU warns these retrenchments will have a further severe consequence on the unemployment crisis. And Asian markets and the yen weakened this morning, and that's ahead of a policy decision expected by the Bank of Japan. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 44, a euro 19 rand 81, a pound 23 rand 52 cents, gold at $2,305.39 per fine ounce, and oil at $82.36 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 7.
A really busy weekend to look forward to coming up. Let's start with the rugby just down the motorway. Vodacom Bulls ERC quarterfinal clash against Leinster at Loftus tomorrow. Jake White, as you heard, calling on everyone to support the boys in blue, the last of the local teams standing in the tournament. So tomorrow, Loftus opens her arms to those in Lions colours, Free State colours. They want to see Sharks fans, Griquas fans, and yes, even you, Stormers fans. It's said to be a spicy battle. The sides are tied on 2 wins apiece in their last 4 outings. Also adding to the intrigue is the fact that former Springbok coach Jacques Nienaber is on their coaching staff. That gets going at 4 o'clock, and let's hope they can make it to the grand final for a second time, the Bulls. Rassie Erasmus has named his candidates to lead the Springboks against Wales next week. Siya Kolisi is in contention to reclaim that armband against Ireland in July. Kolisi is unavailable for that opening test at Twickenham as it falls outside of the official test window. So the leading names are at the moment to replace him. World Cup winners, and Elizabeth Bongimbo Nambi and Peter Steph Tutoi. Rory McIlroy, the joint leader in the US Open alongside Patrick Cantlay after an intriguing first day at Pinehurst. He carded a 5-under-65 to lead by 1 from Sweden's Ludvig Åberg. And world number 1 Scottie Scheffler, far from his best, scrambled to a 1-over-71. And host Germany kick off Euro 2024 tonight in Munich against Scotland, the start of a journey that they hope the Germans will conclude in victory in the final. And that's set for Berlin the 14th of July. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sports.
Jacaranda FM plays more.